The whale. Could it be the whale that swallowed Jonah was a day? Sunlight stretched taut across a frame of hours regular as ribs, a chamber, welcome in the storm-tossed sea, ultimately no escape, but respite nonetheless, cozy, close, interior contours lined with flesh, the guts and skin and muck of daily life, space furnished with the ordinary flotsam, washed, wave-tossed, strangely reconfigured, a homey parody of home, awaiting on a distant, hoped-for shore, within the double depths and detritus, a calm or welcome, really, profound shelter, awful silence, being undisturbed by waves, a stage set to quell action, dwarf the actor, silence scripts. Here the protagonist merely waits to be acted upon, dissolved, moved, or consumed. But then the merciful ocean, or its king, who pinions agitated, wandering, rebellious prophets in a dark deliverance, coughs up a soul, restored and rectified despite himself, ready now to follow with humility and praise, relaxed his stronghold upon futures, goals, results, payoffs, and promises. A day once swallowed me whole, and remained in me as I remained inside. I sunk through time into eternity, and returned safe, but with a word. Surely Jonah's whale and mine are one.